The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But we start this morning somewhere outside of Brussels, where the president of the Irish Farmers Association, Francie Gorman, along with his son Tom, are completing their journey to the Europe-wide tractor protests. They're currently part of a massive convoy that is expected to meet up with an estimated 10,000 farmers on foot in Brussels, and they're there to protest against the cap budget, the Mercosur trade deal and e-regulation. Francie, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, how far have you got? How close to Brussels are you now?
We're about 44 kilometres from where we're parking up in Brussels, in a convoy of 1,100 tractors, mainly from France and some from Belgium.
So are you in that convoy now?
Yes. Yep.
What kind of a spectacle does it present to the onlookers? And I'm sure there are many.
It's pretty unbelievable. The motorway is completely blocked off on our side. From the time we left France this morning, we had a police escort the whole way through, the same here into Belgium on the way to Brussels now. But it's been slow progress. We're on the road since 2 a.m. And it's been slow progress. We thought we'd be there before that, but we believe that there's thousands gathering in Brussels, so we're not quite sure where we'll get to park up when we get there.
Mm. Now, your trip otherwise reasonably uneventful. You passed through France without difficulty?
No problem. Passed through France without any difficulty. Belgium the same. Got a great response from the FNSEA, the French Farmers Union. They met us at the port in Dunkirk. Took us to three fantastic farms yesterday to see how they're doing their business over there, and looked after us last night as well. Really, really appreciative of the support from them.
Now, it will be a massive crowd. I mean, they're talking about maybe 10,000 farmers and assorted vehicles. How many vehicles will actually make it into the centre of Brussels, I'm not sure. But on the agenda, will there be actual talks today, or is this a show of strength?
No, there are on two occasions today. Remember, the president of Copa Cajica, the two presidents of Copa Cajica, one of the vice presidents, and the general secretary are going in to meet the president of the council. And then at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm in a delegation as a Copa vice president going in to meet four of the commissioners, including Commissioner Hansen, Commissioner Sefcovic, Commissioner Roswell, on this issue. So they seem to be taking it seriously. But you would be very disappointed, having said that, at the outcome of the negotiations and the safeguards, where in trilogues they were watered down massively, which was a huge disappointment. It just shows that the council and the commission are giving the two fingers to the European Parliament, and that's not acceptable.
Now, the issues at stake here, first of all, there's the overall budget, which has decreased, relatively speaking, even though there are more farmers, more countries in the EU than ever, and yet the budget is not as big as you think it should be. That's a fundamental issue.
That's correct. Out of a 2 trillion budget, there's something less than 300 billion, which I think is 87 billion less than previously allocated to farm agriculture, been allocated this time around, and it's completely insufficient. The budget's been frozen in time for nearly 30 years, and that hasn't taken into account the enlargement element of it either. And to think that the ambition or the promises that they've made to farmers going forward can be delivered in that amount of money, it's just not going to happen, and it's completely insufficient. And that's why we're here in Brussels this week. The Council of Prime Ministers, of which our Taoiseach will be our representative, will be meeting on Thursday and Friday. So between the issue of the budget for the MFF and CAP and the Mercosur trade deal, and the feeling, and you can see it with the numbers of farmers that have turned up coming from France and their tractors, and the number of people that are going to turn up on foot, that the feeling that they've been regulated out of business and not been listened to has really, really... It struck home at farmers, and they're basically fed up with it.
Now, the question of trying to get mitigation of some of the environmental rules, it's a hard case to make, isn't it, to say, you know, we're going to be less environmentally conscious. People, you know, generally who are not farmers will say, hang on a second, don't like the sound of that. So what are you looking for in terms of the environmental changes?
So I suppose you can actually flip it, Pat, on one sense. We are farming to probably the most to the most regulated standards environmentally probably in the world, and yet at the same time on the when you look at the Mercosur trade deal and what ourselves in IFA and the Farmers Journal discovered when we went out to Brazil a month ago, how they farm out there, that has basically hasn't changed in 25 years that the negotiations of this Mercosur deal was going on. It's hard for farmers to take. And to be clear, I think what we really want as farmers, first and foremost, is fair play. And we're not getting that. And we know, we understand, I mean, particularly here in Ireland, I can say on our behalf, we understand when we export 90% of what we produce, that we've got to do it in a way that's best in class. And we do that. But when you see how we're being regulated and then and asked to compete with this product coming in, it's not a level playing field. It doesn't give us a fair chance. And that's why farmers feel that nobody has their backs.
And just to remind people of what you found, I mean, there were easy access to off-the-shelf antibiotics, which Irish farmers would not want to use, number one, but certainly wouldn't have ready access to. No controls over there. Farmers can use them at will. And not enough checks when the stuff is coming into Europe to determine whether or not it has been contaminated in this way.
Absolutely, Pat. I mean, critical antibiotics that have been banned for use at farm level for going back years in Europe were freely available over the counter. Like you'd go into a service station and buy a Mars bar. And then, I suppose, the ultimate way you protect public health is a food recall. And that in itself, when that recall was done a fortnight ago with hormones in beef that's been banned here for 3 decades, that's the ultimate admission that the checks and balances that exist in Brazil are not sufficient. And yet the Commission are still driving on with this.
Yeah, they may say, of course, we did catch them, you know, that's what we do. And that recall is an example of that. But anyway, that's not going to persuade farmers, I suspect. Now, are you concerned that Italy may capitulate, go along with Mercosur, and therefore give enough of a qualified majority for this thing to go through in spite of farming objections?
So there's two things. Absolutely, of course we are. And we always believed that it was an uphill battle to get this defeated at council level. But there's no doubt that when it comes to the European Parliament, that our MEPs have got to stand up here and be counted. And particularly our own MEPs back home, some of whom have decided that they're going to vote for this deal. Some of whom didn't vote for the level playing field, a level in terms of standards. When the safeguards were being voted on the European Parliament this week, it's time for them to stand up to the plate now and back the people who voted them in last time round. And whether it's defeated at council level or Parliament level, we believe agriculture shouldn't have been part of this deal. And to be fair, Pat, we're not anti-trade. We export 90% of what we produce. But until such a time as this product that's coming in is produced to the same standards in the same way that we produce our product, we shouldn't be asked to compete with it.
All right, and do you want to name and shame those people in the European Parliament who you think are not favourable to farmers' interests? I mean, it's fair that the public should know what their MEPs are doing for them or not.
I think it's no secret that Barry Andrews and Regina Doherty both expressed support for this Mercosur deal in the last fortnight, and that all the other MEPs have been at one stage or another. It's probably hard to determine who's going to vote for what. But I mean, ultimately, they'll have to step up in the European Parliament in the new year and vote for this deal or not. Safe, we've always believed, and a lot of MEPs have made big work about the safeguards going through the European Parliament this week, been changed and strengthened. We've always believed that the safeguards were only an excuse for politicians to go and vote for this deal. We had never had any faith in them. And the very fact that what we found when we went out to Brazil a month ago shows that those safeguards would never be sufficient. And the controls and checks and balances in place in Brazil are not sufficient either.
Now, I think I've heard Barry Andrews actually talking about this and saying, look, it's this deal is more than about food. It's about many, many things. And it's in Europe's best interest to improve our...
We can get that point, but why should agriculture be a bargaining chip in every trade deal that the European Union do? Why should farmers have to carry the cost for big business that will benefit greatly out of this? And it's not just the trade deal with Mercosur. It's the possible reopening of the Australian trade deal and the trade deals that CETA and possible trade deals that they do with other countries like India as well. So We just don't want to be a bargaining chip and continually been asked to carry the cost of these trade deals.
Last question. How did Tom manage the trip, your son?
Tom managed it grand. He's very tired now, to be fair. But it's been a long trip. But fairness, I'm dead proud of him now. He stuck to his guns great.
And he's only 11.
Only 11.
Well, Dad is leading by example. Francie, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. Francie Gorman, President of the IFA. Good luck today, Francie.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.